Kevin Turner has joined us on Sports Byline USA. 8 years in the National Football League. He was a fullback drafted out of the University of Alabama, and now he is struggling with another challenge. He has ALS. How old are you, Kevin?
42.
42.
Just turned 42, yeah, last month.
And you mentioned about the fact that you have been dealing with this in some way, shape, or form for the last 10 years. When you think about the fact that you're in your prime of your life, I mean the 30s and the 40s, some of the best years in one's life, does it anger you to any degree that you're having to deal with this?
Well, I guess more than, not really angry, just, you know, I want to be sure and learn the lesson and pass them down to my own kids, if someone else younger can learn from it. I mean, you're right. I really believe that this is, this is the prime of your life, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s even. And you just get to a point in your life where you think you know everything when you're 25. When you're 40, you realize you didn't know anything. And that's certainly the way I felt anyway.
I know,
but
Troy Aikman.
Going back 10 years, it's something that was very hard for me a lot. And, you know, I went the first 31 years of my life and never had, you know, any types of problems and anything like that. Never, I didn't do any drugs or anything like that. And, I drink a cold beer every now and then. But I tell you, then I got last year in the league, I became addicted to pain pills and 3 years after I'm out of football, I'm just, going back and forth, with battling that addiction, which is, was extremely hard. And I always thought for the longest time that what has changed about me, but obviously something did. But that was something I could never imagine me going through. I just wasn't that type of guy, and it just I always thought it was just I couldn't cope with not playing football, which that was a furthest thing from the truth, but I thought, maybe that's it. I really struggled with that. Thank goodness I overcame that or have up to date. And then there's something else to battle, but it's just the last 10 years, I think after reviewing it and going over, different findings and talking to other players and things like that, it's just hard for me to think that it's all just big coincidence.
Let me ask you a question, and that is the fact that Troy Aikman on a recent HBO Real Sports said that if he had a son, he would not allow his son to play football. Now, I know you have two sons, Nolan and Cole. Would you allow them to play football?
They're both. Well, the reason, they're both playing. And my oldest son has been playing for a while, Little League, and he just, he'll play eighth grade this year. And I've sat him down and told him I don't want to, be somebody out there and say, hey, the sky's falling, And now if I learn otherwise, that the sky is falling, so to speak, then I will pull the plug on it. But I think football has something to do with my ALS, and this is just my opinion. I think it had all the head trauma had something to do with not just football, but the head trauma had something to do with my, 10 years after I retired. But I don't think it's the only thing. I just think I didn't take care of it we didn't take care of it. When I was playing, you know, I always point out those two times that I had a concussion, so to speak. But if you have a doctor come in and say, what's a concussion? I may say, did you have any concussions? I said, well, there's two that are documented. And I said, what's your criteria for a concussion? And when they list those, I say, well, I can't count how many of those I've had.
But Kevin,
hopefully we'll be better at that.
Kevin, let me ask you a question, though. I mean, you've got young kids that are developing, and their brains are still developing. And, you know, when you're playing, especially when you're playing youth football, and it's not like you have a team doctor on the sideline, and you have the cumulative banging, and you may have one kid that's bigger than your son and everything else. I would think that as a parent, and I'm not a parent, so I can't, talk from that perspective. I would think there would be great concern for letting my kid go through Pop Warner, through high school, maybe even into college, and have that happen.
Well, and I can't tell you how much I've struggled and struggled over this and stayed awake at night and wondering, what to do. Because there's, obviously, I love the game of football, and I enjoyed so many things about it, the camaraderie, the things you learn from it, the friends you make. Just there's so many good things about it. And at one stage, on one hand, I want my kids, if they want to, and I sat them down and I told them that I don't want them to play. I said, I'd rather you not. I told my youngest son that just a month ago. I said, but I don't want you to have to go, without the experience. I say that, I guess my youngest one, I can go out there, I'm with him, I'm coaching him just like all the kids I coach. And I keep a keen eye on them. And if they show the slightest hints of, or even if they get hit hard, and I feel like they got hit hard in the head, they're going to come out and they're going to stay out. And I guess I feel like I can protect them a little bit when I'm out there coaching my little guy. But it was extremely, extremely hard. I mean, I tell this a lot. It's, some parents that are, kids on my team and so forth. I said, I'm not sure. I said, the season hadn't started yet. I said, if I get any, more information that keeps showing that the signs of this are, just too much to ignore, I may pull them at any time. I went for a part this spring where I decided, my little guy, I'm not going to let him play. And so he doesn't need to play. If he wants to play when he gets in, eighth junior high or ninth grade, then we'll look at it then. But I went ahead and he, begged me to play, and I let it. And I just hope and pray that I'm making the right decision, and I really hope and pray that he just doesn't like it.
Kevin, we only have 45 seconds left, but when you look back, is there a particular moment in your career in which you remember in playing football that you particularly kind of hold true to yourself?
Like a good moment.
Yep.
there are so many. There are so many good moments that I had playing that it's really hard to single one out. But if you can probably make it I caught a touchdown pass the day after my son was born, my oldest son, and looking back on it all, that was probably the pinnacle of my career.
Well, thank you very much for spending some time with us and sharing your story. It's a very poignant one. Continued good luck and good health to you, Kevin. Thanks for joining us on Sports Byline.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Kevin Turner joining us again. 8 years in the National Football League with the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles after a career at the University of Alabama, and now he's fighting the challenge of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. We'll take a break here as we continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.